Hey there, welcome to Flash Friday. This is just a little quick tip or motivation to get you inspired, something just really quick and easy to listen to on a Friday to get you ready to go and finish your week strong. So stay tuned and listen to what we have today. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. This is like a sticky subject, okay? And some people are gonna hate that I'm gonna say this, but it is okay to outsource in your home like you do in your business. In our business, if you have the luxury yet, if you have the money coming in, we have lots of contractors we outsource to. I'm not great at copywriting, so I outsource to a copywriter. I'm not that great at building websites, so we have somebody that helps us with the websites, okay? I might be pretty good at something, but I'm like, I just don't love it, so I get rid of it and I pay somebody because I value that, okay? This is the same thing in your house, okay? Now, for me, there's a couple things I don't love or I just feel like I'm always doing it and it overwhelms me, okay? So one thing that we've decided in our household is every Tuesday, we have somebody come into our house for about 4 hours every Tuesday, and she is cleaning, she is organizing. She literally will be like, oh, this isn't in its home, and she'll go find its home. So why we have labels and drawers, because she might go, oh, they moved it over here, I see the label. She's doing laundry. She's doing 4 hours that's gonna get off my plate, okay? 4 hours that gets off my plate. Now, that does not mean I never do laundry, or I never clean, or I never do dishes. It's just 4 hours, guys. Like, there's sometimes way more than 4 hours. And trust me, she doesn't get through all of the laundry. But typically what she does get through is the children's laundry. So that was another thing. The clothes just kept piling up with the kids. I rarely do my kids' clothes, and they're usually put back in exactly where it needs to be. So these little things are so helpful. Now, you might be thinking, I don't have the money to do this. You'd actually be shocked what you can pay somebody. And usually the more you hire them, the cheaper rate they're gonna give you. So if I were to hire this person for once a month, she's gonna be a lot more expensive than if she were to come every single week. So it actually worked out well for us. Now, you might have to decide, do I value that, or would I rather have a really nice date night and a really fancy restaurant and treat myself every week? Or would I rather have that money saved all year for this crazy over-the-top vacation? For us, my husband and I realized that our love language, both of us love acts of service. Well, that does not work, because if you both love it, you're both like, will you do the dishes? No, will you do the dishes? So we needed to go, okay, this is our love language and we feel overwhelmed and we're very hard workers, both of us. He will work so much overtime, not because he wants to, but because that's just his job. So when we come home, we wanna be together as a family because we don't get to see each other that often. And that will change a little bit with his schedule, but these are things we're thinking about, okay? So for us, it makes sense. Now, it might not be something you value and it might not be something you want, but for us, we feel good about that. Just little things like that. It is okay to outsource, all right? You make money, you decide how you're gonna spend that money. Do not let somebody else judge you because of the decisions you make. Like if they're like, oh, I'd rather have this, or I have people say to me all the time, like, oh, I'd much rather have a smaller house and just be able to do this. But that's great for you. And I will decide what I want to do with my money, right? We all have different places that we value. Anyway, I really want you to know it's okay to outsource. And even if you're like, I can't afford to outsource, I encourage you to check out and get quotes from people just to see what it would cost. I think sometimes people have in their head like, oh, a private chef would be this much money. This would be crazy. And then you're going, that's actually not that bad. I spend that on this. Maybe I can cut that out and I'll do this instead. So I really would encourage you to see, even if it's just something you can put on your vision board and you know, ooh, this costs this much. So when I'm ready, when I can afford it, that's what I'm gonna do, okay?
Thanks for listening. And if you need to find a few ways, maybe 10 ways, to get more of your dream clients as quick as possible, make sure to go get my free download, bit.ly/dreamclientsdownload. Again, that's bit.ly/dreamclientsdownload. And check out how you can get 10 different ways to get clients like today. All right, see you soon.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.